Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black Rose Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties will have to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2OFK. KA2ZNZ.
KA2VLA.
Okay, there's three to start. We'll start at the top of the list here, WA2OFK, my grandfather there, Harry. Good evening, what's going on tonight?
Not too much, working around the rig zero. It's a long day for sure, and looks like we got several of them coming up. And I guess we were lucky, we missed most of that storm. It must have run past just north of us, I believe, but I see there were one in Lewis County, or I mean Jefferson County, I think it was, watch out for it. We like the warm weather, it's going to, even at that, it's going to be kind of a short summer, but grass is growing good, and what more can we say? We enjoy walking out in it, it's very nice. So, KA2FIT, this is WA2OFK.
Okay, good report. Well, thanks for checking in. It looks like it's going to be a warm one all week, so you'll be able to enjoy it. All right, KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and Harry and Clint, the ones I heard. Well, this is Harry's kind of weather. It's not mine. We tapped out at my house here at 92.7 today. And the storms moved both south and just north of us. We never got one drop of rain, believe it or not. I mean, they were fierce going through here. They had warnings up in Oswego County, southern Oswego County, which is not far from where I am either. But it's the way they split sometimes. They just go south and north. Sometimes we work out in the winter, too, but not always. The snow often nails us in between. And that's about it, I guess. Just the usual chores today, and shopping, with the wife. We go out every morning for breakfast, so that makes it kind of nice. 7-3's all around, KA2ZNZ.
Well, you lucked out then if you didn't get any of that that rain. We had a little bit of sprinkles here. I had to drive out to Utica there, and it was raining. Once I got about to Bonneville there, it rained pretty much the whole time I was down to Utica until I got back. But you know, with this kind of weather, you got to expect the occasional thunderstorm, and that's just the way it is. Hot and humid always brings it out. But we could use a little rain in the garden, but that's about it. I don't want any three-day rains like we've been having. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening. This is KA2VLA. I want to say hi to Harry, WA2OFK. I'm going to get on the air and talk with him one of these days when I get a minute. But I worked around the garden a little bit. And nothing too exciting going on. So we'll give you the count for the net. KA2VLA, be clear.
Okay, Clint, if your garden's like mine, I'm guessing that it's responding well to this heat and sun.
picture. By the way, I lost my moose picture today. I've been showing it when I make contacts with the Legion Golf Tournament, and someplace I left it, so I kind of wander around tomorrow and see if I can get it back.
Alright, well, if you can't find it, let me know. I got an extra one sitting here. I can drop it off if you want another copy of it. So, not a problem. Alright, we'll catch up with you later there, Clint. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
K8VMC.
Okay, I believe we had an Echolink check in there. I just it wasn't very loud, so I didn't hear you. Was that K8VMC, Kilo 8 Victor MC?
K8VMC. Go ahead.
Roger. Okay, we got you here on the Echolink. It's KVMC. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, right now I'm just relaxing. I just cut the grass and it's nice and, well, it's in between cool and warm. So I'm just sitting out here in a chair. There's a little bit of a breeze and I'm just relaxing for a few minutes before I have to go inside and the boss will give me another job. Hopefully you can hear me. It seems like this HT's mic doesn't be as loud as the Turbo mic when I don't have it. So hopefully you can hear me. Net Control K8VMC.
Roger, we copy. Are you, I believe you're out of Ohio, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We're in Ohio.
Roger, I think you, I believe you checked in one at a time before, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's correct. I did check in. I was playing around with the link that I've got here, and I checked in, and it was, well, I don't know, I guess it was the day after or before where we had some noise on it, and I got rid of that, so it seems to be operating okay now. I'm actually outside in the yard with an HT. Go ahead.
Roger. Yep, you sound real good. Okay, Bill, well, thanks for checking in, and feel free to check in again. We're here every night, pretty much, at 9 o'clock. All right, this is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, got up early. Been trying out a new schedule here, getting up as early as I can in the morning, and that way I can get done nice and early in the afternoon and go out and enjoy some of the summer weather before it starts snowing up here again. And that seems to be working out okay. Just kind of means I have to get up and get going around 4 o'clock and get working in the morning and then get done here around noon or 1 o'clock and on my summer hours. After that, we took a trip down there to Utica. I had to go exchange in a broken part down there, one of the stores, and worked on some equipment here at the house, and took a walk up on the towpath with the dog. That's about it. Not much else going on. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, I'm just trying to clean up outside before it's totally dark. So I put my fan in the window temporarily. I've been wanting to do something for years. I've been wanting to make a box. I just have, you know, a box fan, and it almost sits in the window. And what I want to do is I want to make a box that extends out, you'll take the storm window out in the summer, and just make a frame, basically, four pieces of wood. I can set that fan in on the outside, and then put a screen on the outside of it, and, of course, I haven't got to it. But I just put it in, and of course, it isn't quite the right size, so I got to put something next to it, and I usually take some piece of cardboard and whatever. And this time I took a nice, real heavy box and cut it just about right so it fits in there temporarily. It'll probably be there all summer, but it's kind of out of the way. You can't really see it, so it's not too bad. And I'd much rather be sleeping on the porch if I had one. And I think pretty soon I'm going to get my screen house out that I haven't put up in years and put that up in the backyard. And that then don't worry about how hot it is in the house. Let the fans run all night, and in the morning it'll be cool to work. So that's the scoop. Went up to the Thousand Islands Repeater Club Field Day up at Tibbetts Point Lighthouse. It was kind of an ordeal, but it was fun. And when everybody packed up Sunday, after I packed up, I went into town, got something to eat, got something cold to drink, found a couple geocaches, went for a swim, went back out to the lighthouse, found a cache out there, went for another swim, hung out while in the breeze, and then kind of took the tourist route home. So that was fun. CC2WI.
Did you say you did some swimming there, Pete?
Yeah, not a lot of real swimming. I was in the water several times, and I didn't really swim too far. But it was pretty nice. Kind of, you know, a little cold, but nice considering it was 85 or whatever the ridiculous temperature was. Even up there, it was okay by the water, by the breeze and by the water, but as soon as you got away from it, it was pretty toasty.
Oh, roger that. Well, I'm planning on heading up to camp here this weekend, and I think this might be the first weekend I test out the Black River up there and go in for a swim. It all depends on, you know, how cold it is, but that and how hot it is outside. But what they're saying now, it looks like it's going to be this hot and humid is going to continue all throughout the weekend, and so it won't surprise me if it's nice and hot up there. You get done working on working on the road and the wood and all the other little camp projects you always have up there. It's nice to be able to just go down that river and cool off and get the grime off you. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Pete, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Oh, by the way, Pete, did you get my email about the logging in onto the website?
I saw that. I was consumed with trying to get work done and get ready to go up to the field day, so I haven't done anything, but we'll give that a shot when I get a chance here and see what we can do. KC2WI.
Okay, roger that. I just wanted to make sure you got it. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service now. Return this frequency to the program which you use. I'd like to thank Harry, Jack, Clint, Bill, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KATMC is disconnect.
Good evening, Garochester also, but I'm interested in Boonville right now. This K2DYB for Octon looking for check-ins. K2DYB for Octon doing the call up this evening and looking for stations with or without traffic.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening, John, WA2U. Thank you for joining us. Anyone else on the 655 this evening?
This is KC2YXN. Good evening.
KC2
KC2YXN, I believe it is Kathy. Is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Okay, Kathy, thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else on the Boonville repeater? Nothing further heard. 73K2DYB.